voting, that they do away with paper ballots. Electronic voting machines can be rigged, and many of them are. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station they're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, unfortunately, our guest this evening, we hope, was going to be James Corbett. And so far, while he's only getting an answering machine, we're calling him. As you know, he lives over in Japan, and suddenly he's a Canadian. But he certainly gives us an overview of what's going on. Well, I can tell you how we were going to open the program and hope that we'll be able to come up with James. But if we're not able to, we're going to have to do open lines, and we hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to giving us a call, because I have nothing prepared. But basically, as we look and see what's going on financially in the world today, why the stock market is really doing very, very well, whether it be the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P, the Russell 500, I say that the Russells or the 500, they're all doing very, very well, unless you actually look at the ratio between the stock and the price that they're asking. And basically, you're looking at the price-earnings ratio on the Dow would be a good buy at 8, while you're looking at the Dow Jones, well over many times up to close to 20, and the Russell, 30 or 40, and S&P certainly is level is that is very, very high. And there's no relationship at all. The stock market is just totally manipulated and artificially high. And so basically, the average individual, I don't think, is in the stock market. I think we have speculators who are in there, and they're just hoping they're going to be able to get out before the whole thing collapses. But most of what we think is going on economically today, this is totally fraudulent. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because, of course, we need your calls. We have nothing specifically planned, and you don't want to be hearing music for the rest of the hour. So 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, as you begin looking and seeing what's going on, economically, they tell us that inflation is under control. Well, inflation is under control, unless, of course, you look at the price of food or at the price of energy. And, of course, these things are going up, and they're going up very, very rapidly. And so, basically, when they're calculating inflation, they leave out the things that are going up, and they put in all the things that are really relatively unimportant. And as a result, the average individual doesn't understand what's going on. He believes the figures, and 99% of the American people are actually suddenly following the stock market from the figures that are being put out that have nothing to do with the reality of what's really going on. We're told that the rate of Sydney unemployment is very, very good. Oh, my goodness, look, we're down to 6.3%. What they don't tell you is if they were calculating the level of unemployment the way they did, say, 20 years ago, you'd be looking somewhere between 15 and 20%. We have factories, families, I think one family in five in the United States. Absolutely no one in that family is actually employed. The employment rate and how are people living? Well, they're living certainly on welfare benefits. And where are the welfare benefits coming from? We're borrowing between $1 and $2 trillion every year so we can maintain this artificial and phony economy. But one of these days, it's coming to an end. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's going to have to be open lines. We don't have a guest. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to have to be open lines. We can't seem to get through to our regularly scheduled guest. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-242-9295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. Something happened last week. You need to not read a lot about it in the regular media, or certainly in the American press. But what happened was that for the first time in history, what the European Central Bank is now paying negative interest rates. In other words, if a bank deposits money with the European Central Bank, they actually have to pay money to put it there. And what this is a frantic effort to get the banks to lend money. And yet the banks want security. They don't want to be lending money that they're not going to get back again, so they don't want to get overextended. And as a result, the European banks suddenly are actually having to set the European central banks are having actually to pay the European central banks. In other words, the central banks of the various countries over there, if they want to deposit money, put money into the, and even if individuals want to put money into the European bank. Why? Because they actually have to pay money. Now, this is highly inflationary and it's not doing any good. They can't seem to start the European economy, but you're not hearing about this. You're being told everything is getting better, and it's not. They're simply lying to us. I think they're waiting for some major events to come down the line, hopefully that they're going to be able to get things going in Europe. But this certainly is not optimistic, and certainly the same thing is happening in China. Dramatic cutback in the economy over there. The whole world economy is contracting, and the controlled media is lying to you. This is why I wish I'd hope we'd have James Corbett so he could bring us up to date, because he gives us a much better overview than certainly a retired orthopedic surgeon does. Well, our telephone number is 1-800. Is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-895. But it's going to happen because we have nothing actually prepared and our regular schedule isn't here. Are you concerned about what's going on in Iraq? I mean, we see the stories of execution of a capture and execution of about 1,700. Certainly the American-trained army over there had taken off their uniforms, they're fleeing. The whole thing is breaking down. And what most people really don't understand about Iraq, because it's so difficult for people to see the truth, when it's, even though it's very obvious, is that we're funding both sides. We're funding certainly the Shia government in Damascus, I should say the Shia government in Baghdad, and we're actually funding the Sunni government, the Sunni terrorists there. And people find it difficult. Why would you want to fund both sides in a war? Well, the same reason we funded both sides in the Vietnam War. The United States was funding Russia, it was funding the North Vietnamese, it was funding the Viet Cong. They were killing our boys. We prevented that war in 6 weeks. They wanted a war. And if you didn't fund the enemy, you couldn't have the war. We were never allowed to win. In fact, we were forced to lose. We lost only 58,000 men over there in a war that we could have ended at any time. And I was personally told by a four-star Marine General, Lew Walt, and certainly by the American ambassador to Laos, they both told me we could have won the war in 6 weeks. And as the ambassador told me, I never understood why they wouldn't let us win that war. That was the same thing in the Second World War. We funded the Nazis all during the Second World War. But the average individual can't conceive of that. They can't conceive of anything this evil, because they really don't understand the subversive group that has gained and taken control of the reins of power in the United States, a small subversive group that controls both political parties, the major banks, the major corporations, and makes mockery of our electoral process. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. Give us a call. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. We'd like to know what you think about what's going on right here at Radio Liberty. Let us all be grateful. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Lines. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And suddenly we haven't been able to get hold of our regularly scheduled guest over there in Japan. So we're waiting for you to call about, are you concerned about what's going on? Well, I will tell you, I am very concerned about what's going on. In fact, I spent a lot of time talking with one of my very, very close friends this weekend about why America has changed, why America seems to be constantly losing, and what we can do about it. And of course, one of the things that I've done is suddenly I've recorded now, suddenly on my computer, the telephone number of my congressman and both of my senators, and actually suddenly how we can reach them by telephone, by fax, and by email. And I did something I haven't done before. But this weekend, I sent them all an email saying, get out of the Middle East. Do not put any troops in there. Pull all of our troops out. This is a civil war. We have no business being involved over there in Iraq under any circumstances. We've already went in one time when George Bush lied to us and Colin Powell lied to us. I'll never forget Colin Powell, the statue sitting there at the United Nations, lying about he knew that Saddam Hussein had all these weapons of mass destruction, and Colin Powell lied to the American people. But what would you expect? He comes from the Trilateral Commission. He comes from the at least the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't know if he's a Bilderberg or trilateralist, but Colin Powell has certainly gotten ahead because he's gone along with the establishment, and he was willing to lie to the American people and take us in. We've killed between 100,000 and 1 million people in Iraq because Colin Powell lied, and George Bush lied. And we've spent between $2 and $3 trillion in between Afghanistan and that's part of the national debt now. And now they want to put in additional men. How do you feel about it? Have you actually written to your congressman? Have you emailed your congressman or your senators about what's going on over there? Or do you think that things are going to just run by themselves? Only if they know that there's an incensed public out there will they vary their plan. And right now they're looking for an excuse to go in over there because we're financing both sides, ladies and gentlemen. We're financing the Shia, we're financing the Sunni, and it's a civil war, and we should not be in the least bit involved. What are your thoughts? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's Open Lines, and we want to know what you think about what's going on and what you are willing to do to try to help us reach people out all across America and point out the hypocrisy of what's going on. How many more hundreds of thousands or millions of people are we going to kill over there? And just ladies and gentlemen, we're on the edge. What I fear is a nuclear war. Certainly Pakistan has nuclear weapons. I'm firmly convinced that Iran has nuclear weapons. We know that certainly Russia and China have nuclear weapons. We know that Israel has nuclear weapons. And certainly Pakistan, as we mentioned earlier, Pakistan, I think, has shared them with Saudi Arabia. But the average American certainly thinks that he's going to be able to just sit back here and enjoy life, you know. Well, I don't like the way things are going, but I'm not going to be involved. If you're not involved, you're part of the problem. And what we need to do is get Americans involved specifically and intensely on a daily basis, not only talking to other people and putting in telephone calls, but they're going to have to get involved in the local political process because, of course, basically the government's been taken over at the top by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they control both political parties. They make mockery out of the electoral process and with a great wealth by most people don't even know they exist. But of course, if you go to go up on the internet and just type in Brotherhood of Darkness and my name, you'll get the whole background of this secret little covert subversive group that controls both political parties, has the people planted in the military, people like Colin Powell. What a despicable human being. And then, of course, they have their people. They control the six major banks, and the six major banks control 67% of the financial assets in the United States. They control the majority of the 100 major corporations in the United States. They control certainly the six major corporations and control the media here, and largely determine what the American people read, hear, see, and ultimately what the American people believe. They have their agents planted in the educational system, in our churches, within our tax-exempt foundations. And what are you doing? You think that you can just sit back and do nothing? A subversive group is taking control of our government, and you need to be involved, and you need to be telling others about this, and you need to be involved with your local political process, backing those who believe in the Constitution and certainly undermining those who do not. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines this evening, but you haven't called in. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But believe me, America, the world is on the brink of what I believe is some terrible, terrible repercussions. I want to know what you think and how you think we can begin to turn things around. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and it's open lines. Unfortunately, we had a problem, couldn't reach our regularly scheduled guests. So let's go to Rich, who's calling us from Aromas. And if you're out there across America and you have a question or comment, anything you'd like to talk about, open lines, it's free. You can just bring up any subject you want to. Rich, how are things over there in Aromas?
Well, hello, Grandpa Liberty. It was so good to hear you this morning on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that, and I certainly enjoyed being on with Alex. And Alex said he's going to have me on more frequently, and I will probably have him on more frequently. He's doing a great, great job.
Oh, you know, it's because of you that we do have Alex, because he used to listen to you back in the 90s. I know he shared this once, and it was because of you we have Alex.
Well, I think that if I played some small part in his ministry, I'm really very, very pleased, because I think Alex is doing more than anybody else to get people to think today. And certainly not only with his radio, but now with his television and certainly with his website, he is doing a wonderful, wonderful job. But I know a certain things about the business aspect of what he's doing. And he's not making money on this. He's doing this because Alex Jones loves America just as I do. And I know you do as well. Go right ahead, Rich.
Thank you, Grandpa. That's quite a compliment. But you are, like I've told you many times, you are the captain of our team out here. And we really do love you and appreciate you. And you're in our prayers, and your family going through this hard time with the physical part of it. And believe me, I know what it's like, because with my son and everything, it's very testy sometimes. But we just got to, it tests our faith. I was listening to Pastor Billy Crone today, and it was funny, or it wasn't funny. He was talking about the UN regarding the Fresh Water Act, and I told you several times about when they wanted to come out and start messing with my well. Remember, I know you remember me. I said this about three times. They came out, and they wanted to put a meter on my well, and then they went up the street after I chased them off my property, and then he chased them off, and that was about 4 years ago. So I'm a little worried about that and about the food situation, what they did to those poor, sending the SWAT team in to that Amish family, and then they stole their goods and food, and Pastor Billy said they never got a lot of their property back. I mean, these are just bandits with badges, and if I was a police officer, I'd be pretty concerned and embarrassed of the way these people are behaving.
Well, I share your concern, and I believe that we have to know our rights. We have to know how to claim them, and we have to certainly have hopefully local judges and sheriffs who will stand behind the Constitution and against these federal officials who seem to want to regulate every aspect of human endeavor. Anything else you wanted to bring up, I say?
Well, I just chased them off the property.
I'm proud of you for doing that, Rich.
Well, no, I wasn't going to let anybody touch our family's well.
Well, that's right.
It's not their property.
That's right. And the last thing that you want to give them is an opportunity to get well water, because they can always come up with some phony things. They can always say things that just aren't true. And unfortunately, they do that at times. Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Anything else before we let you go, Rich?
Well, I know, Grandpa, thank you for all the hard work for you and Grandma. And she was really giving me a hard time. You need to talk to her. when the show's over tonight. She gave me a real hard time tonight, Grandpa. I didn't even know it was her.
Oh, I don't think she'd give you too hard a time anyway. God bless you. And hopefully
bye-bye, Grandpa.
Bye-bye. I hope we can get Kurt on the line. Kurt is calling from Monterey. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Kurt's calling from Monterey. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I thought, you know, I haven't made these comments in a while, so I thought it's time to say a couple of things. You know, the situation in our country and the world right now is horrendous as these one world order freaks, you know, try to take over the world. But, you know, it says in the Bible, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
But do you see any sign that the people of America are turning from their wicked ways? Do you honestly see that, Kurt?
Actually, I do.
Well, you know, will you hang on, because we're going to go to a break. And when we get back, I want you to tell me how you see that we are turning back to God as we see the progressive, the degeneracy. We see what goes on in television. We know that our 10 and 12-year-olds are watching pornography on the Internet. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call and we'll talk to Kurt as soon as we get back from the break.
While a storm cloud gathers,
let us wear a to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We're open lines this evening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And our regularly scheduled guest, James Corbett, is not with us, and so it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. And we have Kurt calling from Monterey. And Kurt is saying he thinks that suddenly things are getting better, that people are turning back to God. He used that quotation, you know, if my people who are known by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear them from heaven and suddenly will forgive their sins. Well, the question is, are we seeing any manifestation of that in America? Certainly we know that our current people who run our government is funding the people who killed over 162,000 people over there in Syria. They killed the Christians. They were funding the people who were raping and killing the Christian women And where's the outcry from our Christian leaders? There isn't any outcry from our Christian leaters. We've killed probably another 30 or 40,000 people in Tunisia, and the same thing in Libya. And that whole area is going up in flames. And yet, of course, we're not hearing any outcry from the Christian leaders. When was the last time you heard a Christian leader come on television and speak out against American policy of funding the people who are killing the Christians in Syria? Well, go ahead, Kurt. I'd like to know what you think.
Well, you know, there was a prophecy in Santa Cruz in 21 years ago now that if the people of Santa Cruz would care enough about their neighbors to get off their butts and witness to them, then there'd be a revival in Santa Cruz. Now, at that time, I had talked to Linda at Linda's Bible Bookstore, and she said that the United States was 42% church and Santa Cruz was 3% church. The prophecy went on and said there'd be 100,000 people would accept Christ. That would bring Santa Cruz to 47%. And it said the revival would then go to San Francisco and sweep through the homosexual community like fire, and then sweep across the nation, and 5 million people would accept Christ. Now, I was in Santa Cruz for decades and taught at Bethany and tried to get them to witness, and I tried to get other people to witness. But what I'm hearing some reports from Santa Cruz. There are pockets of witnessing starting now in Santa Cruz. So Santa Cruz, you know, one of the hardest nuts in the country, is starting to move in the right direction, at least somewhat.
Well, I hope and pray that you're right, Kurt. I love this community. It's my community. And I do know there's a small little group that we are working with. But anyway, if you can get me some information on this or tie me into or connect me with some of these people, I would love to put them on, because what we need is a revival. That's the only thing that's going to save America. It's the only thing that's going to save this community.
I'm hearing rumors. But now, as you know, I put this prayer together years ago. And I remember you looking at it and saying, it's so simple. And it's Lord, I've been a sinner. I've gone my way, not yours. But you said, Jesus, that I could become a whole new person if I'd ask you into my heart. I'd like that, Lord. Please come into my heart. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, I put a little recording together, and somebody put it on the internet. It's not something I'm capable of doing. I make saxophones. I don't do that. But if you go on the internet and you search just 6 words and not run together, 6 words individually, no .com or anything, just the 6 words, capitalize the first letter of each word except the word to. There are instructions there on how to witness to others. You can take and double the size of a church in a year with those instructions.
All right, fine. What are those 6 words?
Okay. It's you can lead people to Christ.
You can lead people to Christ, and I hope people will go on the internet and pull that
now,
down.
Do not capitalize the word to. So 6 words, you can lead people to Christ. And just capitalize the first letter And then when you scan down, there'll be different things about how to lead people to Christ. Look for the one that says anonymous.
All right. God bless and thank you. I appreciate it. And please keep in touch with us, will you?
Haven't heard from you in a long time. Need to do. As Christians, we need to lead our neighbors to the Lord. We have to do that.
God bless. I agree with you totally. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay, let's go. Bruce is calling us from Durand, Michigan. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bruce, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah. Do you have a guest?
No, go right ahead.
Oh. I thought maybe James.
No, that was a slip-off on my part.
Well, I wanted to ask him about the natural gas. We'll wait for another day to do that.
But, would you mind waiting? We're going to have to go to patient. Can you hang on here?
Well, sure. I'm looking through the Bible here trying to find a quote.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. Well, then let's go to our caller, Ed, from Oregon. Did we lose? Are you still there, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to just put you on hold. And then we're going over here to, Ed from Oregon. Hi, Ed. Do you have a question or comment?
Question. I listen to your program quite often, and I believe I've heard you say quite a few times that the greenback is not worth a whole lot. And I was wondering, that lady that sells silver and gold on your program.
Yeah, Melody Seastrom. Yeah, go ahead.
I was wondering why she wouldn't trade her metal that holds its value for worthless green dollars.
Well, because she's an intermediary. She's a saleswoman, and she makes a profit when she buys and when she sells. But in the long run, she's telling you, if you can, buy your silver and gold and hang on to it.
Yeah, well, thank you, sir. I enjoy your program.
God bless. Thanks very much. Let's go we have... John calling from Spokane, and then we'll get back in just a moment to Bruce from Durand, Michigan. But again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. John, do you have a question or comment for our...
I have a quick comment. And listening to your program, and I agree, you repeatedly say you can't have a war without an enemy, and we create the best enemies money can buy. And I think that whenever we see something going on, we shouldn't be surprised, because that's exactly what they do. And they fund to create the conflict and move the agenda forward through crisis. Now, with what's currently going on in the Middle East, your guest that you've had on many times, Paul Williams, that was Paul Williams, right? The guy who, Islamberg, and is that his name? Dr. Stan?
Yes, you're right. Yeah, Paul Williams. He's an excellent guest.
Yes. What he's talked about and what Lindsay Williams has talked about, it makes complete sense with what's going on, that they take these guys that they've created. I think Paul said that there's like some kind of 1,000 camps or something like that throughout the United States, not just Islam.
There weren't 1,000. No, there are about 50 camps. But there are camps here, Islamic training camps that we are funding.
And so this whole thing of there's quote-unquote radical Islam, it seems like there's Islam, but it's not necessarily radical. It's these created entities like Paul's talking about, that then they're shipped over there and they create this thing that was started by CIA, and that we're creating this whole thing. I've even seen pictures, that they post on the internet, even though they have their scarves around their face and what have you can still see that some of these guys are just white guys.
I think you're absolutely right.
And so my point is one of the things he talked about was they go there. He said at the time they were currently in Pakistan and what have you, and it seems like there are these crises that pop up, and that at some point they're going to bring them home. And so what you've said, what your guests have said, I have a feeling that's exactly what at some point they're going to do when that time comes, and again, moving it through crisis. So I don't think we, with the guests that you've had on, I don't think we should be surprised at all with what's going on. And the other thing is, I don't think the enemy is I think they're going to create a false flag and blame it on Russia.
I think you're absolutely right, but my concern is this is going to expand somehow or other, sooner or later, into a nuclear confrontation, and then help us all, God help us all. But you see, that's what is carrying out the plan laid out in the Georgia Guidestones, where they talk about eliminating over 90% of the world's population. We're dealing with organized evil, John. We're dealing with organized evil.
I think that the key thing that I take away from your program is when we start to think it's Russia or Iran or some country, based on what you said, that there's this shadow government behind the scenes playing it, we're only fools if we think it's this country, that country. That's all being played by some, the Brotherhood of Darkness, and that they're using these things, whether it's some guy who's wound up by a psychiatrist into some kind of, they're literally programmed. They're literally wound up. Then they do their stuff, and it's just a scripted deal. It's all hypnosis.
But some of them know exactly what they're doing. Putin comes from the KGB. They have a hierarchy over there, and Russia comes from the KGB. I'm going to have to let you go because we have to get back to Bruce who's calling from Durand. But I agree with everything you're saying. You need to get that information out to your friends, get them to listen to Radio Liberty. Or if they won't listen to them, maybe they'll listen to us, maybe they'll listen to you, and they'll begin to understand it's all phony.
Good job.
God bless. Thanks very much. Let's go to Bruce has been waiting patiently on the line here. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Bruce. Now, what was your point?
That's okay. If I wasn't waiting on the line, I'd be listening on the radio. This way I can hear it much clearer through the telephone. Well, this the guy that just spoke about Putin and Russia, I wonder about that, too. That's not my my main point, though. I heard a couple of Gazprom officials talking Sunday about the crisis in Ukraine, and they were so grim-faced. I think that alone could lead to World War III. Another thing, from their analysis, I don't believe they want to reconstitute a non-Orthodox Soviet Union. They don't want Catholic Poland. They don't want Lutheran Lithuania. They don't want those guys. If they reconstitute, they would only want an Orthodox. Because I really believe the Orthodox Church has a lot of strength in Russia now. Now, here's the point. The Bible says in Psalms that righteousness exalteth a nation, and sins a reproach to any people. I'm wondering, it never says freedom of religion or religious liberty in the Constitution exalts a nation. I'm wondering if a nation like Russia could be more exalted because they are afraid of, they have the fear of God more, and they don't want to offend little ones. That's very important to Christ, offending little ones by how we educate them or how we pervert them, advance their sexual maturity to like age 10, that kind of stupidity. If you offend little ones, that offends God. And if you fear God, he honors that. And he doesn't really care whether you have religious liberty in your First Amendment or not. Righteousness exalts the nation. Now, the man who was talking about 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, that was spoken to Solomon 400 years before Israel fell, or Judah fell to Nebuchadnezzar. And I was reading in 2 Kings 23:26, one of the most horrible verses in the Bible. I don't know if you read that. They had the northern kingdom of Israel, and they didn't have a single good king. They were all evil. None of them sought the Lord. They only lasted like 200 years. Judah in the south, they lasted about 420 years from David to Zedekiah. They only had four good kings. That would be Jehoshaphat. Well, I won't go with all of them, but Josiah was the last good king. It says in 2 Kings 23:22, surely there was not held such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel all the way to the end. All right. So he had an incredible Passover that they held. They retrieved old books that were lost. They killed off all the prophets of Baal, drove all the Sodomites out. And it says here in verse 25, like unto Josiah, there was no king before him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his might. Now check this out. 2 Kings 23:26. Again, this is 400 years after the promise to Solomon, if my people are called by name, turn to me. And only about 20 years before they went into captivity with Nebuchadnezzar. Listen to this, one of the most horrible verses in the Bible. Notwithstanding, the Lord turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah, because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him. Manasseh lived and reigned 40 years before Josiah. So all those people in Josiah's generation, they called on the Lord's name. Okay, they were his people. They were called by his name. They humbled themselves. The greatest Passover that was ever held, Josiah turned with his whole heart more than any other king, but it wasn't enough. That horrible verse, 2 Kings 23:26, notwithstanding, the Lord turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah because of all the provocations of Manasseh. And here Manasseh was in the grave.
Well, I think, Sidney, what people have to understand is that what we're seeing today is a replay of what's happened in the past. And when a nation turns against God, as Israel did, why God eventually brings judgment and punishment on that nation. And this is what I fear about what's going on in America today, that although we have a lot of good people, we probably have more Christians per capita in the United States than any other nation in the world. Proportionally, why, of course, suddenly the subversive group that has taken control of our nation has suddenly destroyed our educational system. Young people coming out of the last two generations have been systematically turned against God. This is what we don't understand.
Yep.
There's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. And the only way it's going to be reversed is the good people out here willing to take a stand. That's why I do what I do. You got about 30 seconds to wrap up the program. What are your last 30 seconds?
Let's hope it's not too late. And the beginning of wisdom is to fear God like a dog with his tail between his legs. Fear God.
I agree with you totally.
All right.
Is it too late? I don't know. But I'm called to do what I do. And I know that you, Bruce, are called to do what you do as well. I just
said,
God bless. Thank you, Bruce. Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and Sydney, we hope you enjoyed this hour. Sydney, doing open lines is always difficult. You never know what's going to happen, but this is a time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us financially so we can maintain our network of stations out across America, on the East Coast, on the West Coast, across America, by AM station, by FM station, by shortwave, certainly on the Internet, certainly on satellite. And we need your help to be able to maintain what we have now and hopefully one day to be able to expand it as my health holds up. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But let me suggest that you, if you do not have a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Or, because everything in the catalog is covered on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we have some of the most amazing interviews and four CD sets going back many years. That basically is to the subversion that is working at the highest levels of our government. Of course, we hope that you try to understand that the media in America is rigidly controlled by six major corporations, and that would be AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, Murdoch, and City Comcast. And through that, they largely control what the American people read, hear, see, and ultimately what the American people believe. And the reason, of course, they're able to get away with what they're doing. And what are they doing? They're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world dictatorship, and then, of course, to destroy humanity as we know it. But they're able to do that because they control the media. And basically, the control of the media is about 90% of the major news outlets in the United States are controlled by the six corporations I named. And if you want more information, well, we have a wonderful book, which we hope that you'll get. It's called The New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly. We have four tape sets on Sydney on propaganda and Sydney on this basic subject. And we need you to get the four CD sets and listen to them and get them into other people's hands. But certainly the book of The New Media Monopoly is important. And then, of course, we carry other books. If you want to know who these people are who are working behind the scenes, why I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get my book. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, if you don't want to put the money out, just go up on the Internet and type in your Google or your search engine, Brotherhood of Darkness, Stanley Monteith or Dr. Stan, and you get all sorts of information on that subject. That's you Google in or go to your search engine, Brotherhood of Darkness, Dr. Monteith, Dr. Stan, and you can watch the original talk I gave from which this whole story came. But right now, of course, quite frankly, we need your financial support. So if you're in a position financially to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll tell others about our program and that you will get personally involved in this. You'll talk to five people every single day. At least once a month, you will contact your congressman and senator. Maybe you don't like them, but let them know what you're thinking, especially with something like the fact they're trying to take us into a war. And I fear that if we get it into this war over there in the Middle East, it will lead to a worldwide nuclear war with terrible, terrible devastation. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And, of course, I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners and management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is a Jewish investigative reporter, actually coming from a Jewish point of view, but certainly Barry is certainly a loyal to his people. But he also feels that they've been taken over by a very, very wicked group working at the upper echelons of their society. And right now, let's go to Barry. Hi, Barry. How are we doing?
Oh, we're moving, and it's overwhelming, and, you know, that kind of stuff. But other than that, the world is getting nuttier, and, well, probably a relative of mine was kidnapped in Israel. That would be Naftali Frankel. Frankel is my mother's side, and I saw his picture, and it looked like family. Now, I've been getting all kinds of reports from Israel, and they're just so hopeful. Netanyahu is demanding that the Palestinians own up to their crime and return the kids, and, you know, this kind of stuff. The kids have been murdered. They're not around anymore, and I've been getting reports from Israel to pray for them and pray for their return, and they're going to find their prayers are not going to be answered, that these kids have been butchered. And, well, that's this week's results of the previous week, where literally Israel handed the Pope whatever he wanted and took a big slap in the face in return. But this is what you get. This is what you get when you appease your worst enemy, you lose your children. And that's what happened in Israel. But I'll go over last week if you want.
All right, you go over what happened last week. Keep us abreast of what's really going on, because I know the people in Israel really are hoping for peace and prosperity, but I don't see that happening, unfortunately, at least not at the present time. So basically what happened last week that's important, and how does this all fit into this fact that you have some very, very wicked people like Peres, former president of Israel, you know, going over and visiting the Vatican, and all these things are going on, and they just don't make sense.
Oh, sure, they do. In fact, it's the only way things make sense to me now. But neither here nor there. Let's just say that if you expect the president of your country to represent your people and stuff like that, it doesn't make sense. But I've long passed. I've long passed that delusion, and we'll talk about what happened last week with the president of Israel and Mahmoud Abbas meeting in the Vatican and giving a massive prayer for peace. We'll talk about that PR blow to Israel.
All right, fine. Sydney, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Barry Shamish. As you know, Sydney Peres left his position as president of Israel, but as Sydney seems to still be representing Israel, and because Peres's loyalty is not to Israel, but to the Vatican. Well, that doesn't make sense. But then so much of what's going on today doesn't make sense. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Barry Shamish, and Barry is going to give us a summary of what's going on over in Israel, certainly from a Jewish patriot's point of view. But, of course, he feels that there are many people working at the echelons of the Sydney of the Jewish government who are not certainly doing what they should be, not loyal to Israel. They have a different loyalty. But go right ahead, Barry.
Sure. Now, let's look at this visit to the Vatican. Now, this is from Aaron Lerner. He's been writing me for 30-odd years, and he's still so critical about events, and he, look, I respect him, but he doesn't have the picture. Now, he asks, how is it that the president of Israel, that's Peres, should participate in a love fest with Mahmoud Abbas at the Vatican?
Those people who don't know, of course, Mahmoud Abbas is the leader of the Palestinians that hate Israel and want Israel destroyed. But he is the president of certainly the Palestinians. Peres was the president of Israel, but it's purely ceremonial. He had no authority, and yet, of course, he was put there at an equal status along with a boss who hates Israel. But go ahead.
Well, that's about what Lerner said. He said this photo op will benefit the Palestinians and undermine the efforts of the democratically elected government of Israel to fight Abbas. And he's so surprised. And then he asks in this comment, if this is how Mr. Shimon Peres behaves as president, what does he have up his sleeve for the day after he leaves the president's residence and moves into his office in the Paris Peace Center, which he plans, well, here's what he plans to do. He plans to engage in, quote, the privatization of the peace process. In other words, he's going to launch his own unilateral talks on a peace process where, well, in short, the Vatican gets a lot of territory in Israel. And, well, Israel just gets chopped up some more. Ultimately, I think it's just going to lose. That's what I think.
Well, I think it was really very interesting. Before, certainly, the Pope went to Israel, and even when the Pope did go to Israel, why was Barry's contention that the Vatican was going to be given control of the upper room? Supposedly, that's where the Last Supper was held, and then certainly David's tomb, which is on the below that. Now, it's probably not. It's all figurative, but certainly it's on the in Mount Zion, and very important, at least from a scriptural point of view. And basically, of course, there was no public announcement, but apparently some arrangements were made behind the scenes, and the Israeli people were not told, because since suddenly the Pope's visit, now they seem to be having repeated and very, very frequent Catholic services in both the upper room and by David's tomb. Is that fairly accurate?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. It was filmed, it was videotaped, and we'll get to it. Look, the visit by the Pope was supposed to, Peres promised him sovereignty over this room, and there was supposed to be a ceremony, but the Israeli government said no, and it didn't happen. And I said, nah, there's no way. They got the room. Now, we're going to get to that, and we have the proof that Israel, well, it didn't have the support of the people, and it didn't, in theory, have the support of Netanyahu, but they gave back the room anyways. Now, look, what you're talking about with Paris and what he's doing, Now, I'm going to read a comment. There was one rational, I mean, it sounds radical, but it's rational, comment about this, about Paris and his visit to the Vatican. It was in JTF.org in the forum section. And I know who wrote it, too, an old friend of mine. I'm going to give his name. It's Willie Goldberg. What the heck? There, I let it out. And now here's what he wrote. Paris is the archetypal Machiavellian schemer, underminer, and saboteur, and his nefarious career is far from finished. Even as he retires to his evil Paris Peace Institute. Indeed, Paris's career may only be just beginning. And then he did, well, he talks about Paris being 91 and he looks 30 years younger and stuff like that. But let's dive right into it. Paris is a key operative of the European faction of the New World Order. He is in cahoots with the Vatican to divvy up Jerusalem. And then he goes, this is a little profound, but his Judaism is an antinomian form of the neo-Sabbateanism. Let's just say that he has a messiah in Shabtai. It's a long, complicated story, but he's right.
And basically, but, first, I think this neo-Sabbateanism, these are certainly sort of anti-Jewish, Jewish people who worship a have a whole different perspective than the average Jew. And suddenly, these are the people who work very closely with Adolf Hitler during the time of the Holocaust and following the Holocaust. This is a branch of Judaism which most Jews are not even well acquainted with, but go right ahead.
Well, they're In actual fact, during the time of the Holocaust, the labor Zionists took over the Jewish agency. They worked with the British to run the parliament of the Jews. And, well, Rudolf Kastner flew to Budapest to meet with his friend Adolf Eichmann. He had hosted him in Palestine in 37. When you start looking at the real history and what Jews did to Jews, it becomes appalling. But I'm not going to do that right now. I'm just going to focus on the last week. Now back to this comment in JTF.org. Paris born Persky was raised in a Jesuit school and is said to be implicated in the Rabin assassination conspiracy. The deaths of songstress Ofra Hassa, Ambassador Eliyahu Ben Elisar, members of Knesset Raful Eitan and Rechavam Ze'evi, U.S. Congressman Wayne Owens, John F. Kennedy Jr., Ariel Sharon, and others. And by the way, I didn't write it, but I'm gonna stick with it. I think that's a very accurate description of who Paris is. But the new president, I'm gonna bring this in before going back to last week. Paris left the Vatican on the 8th and resigned. It was the end of his term. And President Reuven Rivlin took over. Well, what he says, this is Willie Goldberg. We're going to go into higher sources in 1 second. President Rivlin boasts that he is unthreatenable, unintimidatable, and unbribable. But that's not what Willie Goldberg insists and proves. He is very, very bribable. Look, two speakers of the House of the Knesset after Rivlin was elected, spoke out, and this is very worrisome. The first is Dan Tichon. He's a former Knesset speaker. What he said is, and this is widely quoted, by the way, the press did not delve too deeply into the winning candidate, and he turned into Mr. Clean. Some people have a lot of misgivings based upon assorted issues. And then he was pressed and he added, I received and saw information against Rivlin.
And this is the new president of Israel, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, another former speaker of the Knesset, member of Knesset, Yuli Edelstein, he added that the bad atmosphere that contributes to the race causes dissatisfaction in the process and casts a dark shadow on the Knesset. Regrettably, this is Edelstein. In the present climate, the presidential election will be lacking in any ceremonial or respectful dimension, as they should be. And that's from the two past speakers of the Knesset.
Well, that certainly is not very praiseworthy for the new president of Israel. But then there's been so much corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government there for a long time. In fact, I think with your speaker, the ouster that recently went to prison for being bribed, what was his name, Olmert?
That was the prime minister.
That was the prime minister.
Olmert.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Israel has real problems. But, of course, I believe God has a plan for it. And we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here and bring you up to date with what's going on.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, Barry Shamish. Barry, go right ahead and tell us what's already going on over there in the Holy Land. Certainly the Jewish people are suddenly all look to this as their salvation, a place, their homeland, and they keep hoping things are going to get better economically and politically. And yet, of course, as we look and see what's going on, so much corruption. And yet I'm certain God has a purpose for the events that are taking place, but certainly Israel surrounded by enemies. War could come at any time. Go right ahead, Barry, and bring us up to date with what's going on.
Well, again, there's a unity government. The Palestinian Authority is now united between the PLO and Hamas, and they kidnapped three teenage boys from the West Bank, from Gush Etzion. And you can be sure that they were, look, I'm going to say this, maybe I'll be surprised and they'll come back, but I get a feeling they won't. And this is from the United Palestinian Government. There are no terror organizations. And Hamas supposedly is not working. They're now in the government. Well, then who kidnapped these young kids? Now, look, what I've been getting from Israel is an explanation that you have to hitchhike in the West Bank. The public bus services are taken over by the Arabs. They're too dangerous to drive on. I mean, I was given explanations by people that, hitchhiking is all that's left. That's the only way they can get around. It's a terrible feeling. And again, one of the kidnap I suspect is related to me from my mother's side. And what can he say? How worried I am. But I'm going to accept that they're not going to be found alive. Israel still is praying and that they're returned, but they're wrong. They've been tortured to death is the most likely scenario. But what does our previous president Peres do? He takes a delegation to the Vatican. He finds a couple of Uncle Tom rabbis to go with him. And the Palestinians also send Christian leaders to the Vatican, which is just ridiculous when you consider that Bethlehem was once a Christian city. But a campaign against the Christians, including the rape of their children. That's the ugly side of this campaign, has driven them out from 80,000. They're less than 8,000 today. And the Vatican is hosting without saying a word about this, but they are. All right, they are. The Pope did not say a thing that his people were victims of an ugly, horrible campaign involving the rape of their teenage children, girls, and they were driven from their holy land, but not a word was said. Instead, there was this live feed to billions of people, potentially anyways, where they did all these, you know, they planted a tree and said nice things. If anyone believes them about peace, and the result, three teenage boys were kidnapped. Well, I'll talk about Paris's adventure.
Sure, go right ahead. We've got about a minute. Go ahead.
Well, Paris was in Rome. He met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Federico Mogherini, of Italy, of course, and the President Napolitano. And he was doing all kinds of things behind the backs of the Israeli government while purportedly representing Israel. We don't have representation. What we had was backstabbing.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and our guest, Barry Samuelson. Barry is bringing us up to date with what's really going on behind the scenes in Israel today and all the various intricacies and the basically forces working behind the scenes. But certainly Israel is still a very important part, I believe, in God's plans for the days that we are experiencing. Barry Samuelson, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your DVDs and the books that you've written, how they can get your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a box. It's, well, you press books, then you write in my last name, Shamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll get you to my books. And thanks to David Samarin, I have a website, and it's barrychamish.com. You'll find a way to get a hold of me, to email me, and I've got 10 DVDs I think you'll be interested in. So you go to barrychamish.com, and there is a PayPal button. And, well, I'm in the midst of moving. My life is upside down right now. And so if you help, I won't forget. You'll get DVDs from me signed and in the mail as soon as I hear from you. And that's barrychamish.com, PayPal button at the bottom of the page. And let's go back to Israel now. Look, the Palestinians have unified, and the Obama administration are really happy to negotiate with the new Palestinian government, which includes Hamas. And needless to say, Hamas probably kidnapped the three Israeli teenagers and probably put them to death. Now, I get reports from the Palestinian Media Watch. That's Itamar Marcus. I've been reading him also for over 20 years, and he does a good job. He reads the Palestinian media, and he does a service. He still doesn't understand how the game is being played, and I've given up trying, honest to goodness. What he did, he reads the Arabic. He reads the Palestinians. Now, the former Hamas government spokesman, now there is no Hamas government in the Gaza Strip. It's all the Palestinian Authority. But the former spokesman, that's Ihab al-Hussein, well, he's got a blog spot, and Itamar read it. And here's what al-Hussein said about duplicity. The duplicity with the government that he has joined with Fatah. Now, get ready. His actual words is from a post on his blog from June 8th, less than a week ago. The following is al-Hussein describing Abbas tricking the Americans. Quote, you know what Mahmoud Abbas says behind closed doors, he says. He says, guys, let me continue saying what I say to the media. those words are meant for the Americans and the Israelis, not for you, Hamas. What is important is we agree amongst ourselves. In other words, when I go out publicly and say that the government is my government and it recognizes Israel and so on, fine. These words are meant to trick the Americans. But we agree that the government has nothing to do with foreign relations. The same thing happened in 2006. Elk Hussein said that Abbas said, don't harp on everything I tell the media. Forget about the statements in the media. And then Elk Hussein adds, come on, Abbas. The problem really isn't with Abbas. The problem is with whoever believes him. Ha, ha, ha. That's what they're actually writing, and that's what they're actually saying. And, well, what can you do? It's obvious Israel is not in a peace relationship whatsoever. I mean, it's obvious. But they tell you that. Oh, my goodness. Look, I left Israel when I, with my partner, Joel Bainerman, we tried to put a stop to all this. It didn't work, but we tried. But the Israelis, they just keep doing the same stuff. But this time, well, in this case, Rabbi Dvir Tal. Now, he's the dean of the King David Yeshiva. It's, again, it's located in the Diaspora Yeshiva on Mount Zion.
Now, this is basically supposedly where David's tomb is. Is that right?
That's what they claim.
Whether it's true or not, this is what is accepted as fact. Go ahead.
Well, he has been filming his complex since the Pope left. And since the Pope conducted Mass 2 weeks ago at the Room of the Last Supper, it's been literally taken over by the Catholics. Now, they used to meet there once a year. Now they're meeting there daily. And, well, what he says is now we've got incense wafting through our yeshiva. Look, a yeshiva and a church shouldn't be in the same building. Smelling incense is not a Jewish thing to do in synagogue, but they have to. What Rabbi Tal did is he filmed the Christians twice. And, well, in short, he filmed Catholic Mass services. There are two films, video footages, and they're courtesy of Rabbi Tal. And it exposed the Mass prayers that are taking place in the compound of his yeshiva. And listen, they didn't agree to it. And there used to be a different status quo. The Catholics are back now. And you've got a second videotape where the they say Christian in this report. It's Catholic visitors. And by the way, Rabbi Tal does differentiate. He says that it's from a Catholic branch of Christianity. But what he's saying is a steady stream has taken over access to his compound, and they blocked Jewish access to their own yeshiva. In short, what they did is they made a cross with candles on the floor while burning incense This is an outrage to the yeshiva, and there's nothing they can do about it. And I said that on this show, that there's nothing. They can complain, they can pray, but they're going to be bulldozed. And they are. They're being bulldozed, and there's, frankly, it's futile for him to even object. Futile. And this is, well, what I'm going to say is that the mass prayer services, well, R.E.A. King, he's a Jerusalem councilman. He said the government of Israel has formed a coalition with the Vatican, and they're collaborating to take over the tomb of the King of David. Like we didn't know. All right. It's those who listened to me knew that this was coming a mile off. All right, that's simple. And they've got it. And they've also got their children being kidnapped on the roads outside their homes. And since that papal visit, in short, Paris wants to give the Pope 41 pieces of property in Israel, in sovereign, with hegemony, in sovereignty. And he started. And as for the yeshiva, well, nothing they can do about it. And if they do object, they'll be arrested. And that's what's going on. If you happen to be religious in Israel, you just don't have access to your holy sites anymore. It's that simple. You don't have access. It's being blocked.
And why at this time, why are the sites so important? Oh, well, I'm sure there are supernatural elements to all of this, and those of us who do believe that this is a supernatural battle are watching very, very closely, trying to determine exactly the significance of this shift of ownership and control of the Last Supper Room and David's tomb to the Catholics. Without the consent of the Jewish people. But it doesn't matter what the Jewish people want. This thing is going on anyway with the full support of Perez and, of course, the current Pope. And who may very well, incidentally, we have a wonderful 4-CD set called The Last Pope, because there are many people who believe that Pope Francis will be the last Pope. But go right ahead.
Well, I'm going to finish off with something that is kind of important to me. It's a little difficult to understand, but I'm going to quote it anyways. My friend Joel Bainerman died less than 2 weeks ago. A very young man, 57. And it was a blow to me. And so I went looking for, his work, something to memorialize him. And I found an article where he wrote about Israel becoming completely tied up economically with the United States after the Yom Kippur War. And there was an economist. His name was Ezra Zohar. I'm guessing he's not with us anymore, but he affected Joel and I very, very seriously. And he proved that the worst thing that happened to Israel was getting massive amounts of aid, over $3 billion a year, beginning after the Yom Kippur War. And he said that corrupted the country. From that point on, Israel was a banana republic. And, well, from that point on, Israel agreed to huge withdrawals in the Sinai. This after the Camp David Accord with Egypt. The Sinai is now closed to Jews. It used to be ours. And, as I said, was never Egyptian, was Bedouin. there were all kinds of issues surrounding not giving it back. But Israel gave it back and received $3 billion a year, which, you know, with inflation over time, it isn't worth all that much. But Ezra Zohar affected Joel in a huge, huge way. And I'm going to quote Joel quoting Zohar in this article, where Joel is claiming that until Israel gets out of this hole of American aid, it won't have sovereignty over its own country. It'll be determined from America. And we were saying this, oh my goodness, we were saying this in the late 70s and the early 80s, we were saying it already. But it doesn't matter. Israel still takes the money and still gets deeply, deeply affected by whoever's running the state. Now, Zohar notes that the lion's share of USA to Israel in the 70s consisted of loans to purchase military equipment. To quote Zohar, the end result should have been known from the start, says Zohar. There is logic in borrowing to build a factory with the anticipation of repaying the loan out of the profits. But in the case of armaments, it is obvious there cannot be any profits. And then he goes on, the American government saw the threat posed to Israel's economic welfare. In 1986, the Congress passed an amendment to the foreign aid law that would prevent Israel from receiving any more debt than it was already saddled with, which at the time was $10 billion. In short, Israel had to buy 75% of its $1.8 billion in military grants from American firms. They tried to fix it up a little bit. Not that it made a huge difference. Now,
Go right ahead.
All right, on we go with Zohar. The State Department is not above broadly hinting to Israel that if you don't behave, economic aid may be canceled, Zohar says. And then in May of 1993, finance ministers opened their mouths and said the loan guarantees that America gave to America, to Israel, came with them strictures that every movement in the so-called occupied territories be reported back to the United States.
We're out of time, but that, of course, is what it is. Israel is really a satellite of America. It's time she got her freedom.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that this program that you're listening to this evening is part of our five hours a day, 5 days a week ministry, where we're trying to get people to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And there really are powerful supernatural forces out there, and of course we get into these in many of our discussions, but we do hope as many of you will decide you're going to join with us, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, then we hope that you will pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we really truly are on the front lines of a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that battle because, of course, the other side, this small little group, controls the media. And as a result, they largely control what the American people hear and see and read and believe. Who are these people? I mean, basically, they control the military. Colin Powell is one of their people. The heads of the Joint Chiefs of Staff almost always comes from this little group. So they control the six major banks. They control 67% of our financial assets. They control most of the 100 major corporations. And then, of course, they control, as I mentioned, the six major corporations that control the media. And we can go down the line, but this is a very, very small group. It's neither right nor left. Its ultimate goal is control. And using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. And this is what people really don't understand. This has been the goal going back thousands of years. And this has been tried over and over again. But suddenly everything points to the fact that we're moving very, very rapidly in that direction. World War I was fought to bring about the League of Nations. World War II was brought to bring about the United Nations, which was to become the world government. And when that had failed, why, of course, we ensured that World War III is coming. And this is really what I fear, is that World War III is going to be a terrible and bloody war. There's going to be suddenly mass casualties all over the world. The average individual can't believe this. We live in the most wonderful, tranquil society. And all I can say is that without God's help, we're going to lose everything. And I think that we're going to see an awful lot of Americans and American cities destroyed, the American structure of society. But hopefully we'll be able, of course, to maintain some structure of local society. This is our hope and prayer. And basically, you have to be involved, though. You have to be telling five people every day what's going on. You need to be involved in your local political process and supporting those who believe in the Constitution and opposing those who do not. And you need to be suddenly getting involved in local elections, certainly running for the school board and city council, with the hope that you can either move up yourself or you can support those who believe in America, who are doing the same thing. We need your help, and basically just sitting out there and thinking that you're going to be able to preserve your freedom by doing nothing. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the people on the other side are working full-time to take away freedom. So basically, America certainly needs your help. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. But talk to people about what's going on. Try to get as many people as you can to become involved and encourage them to talk to others. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Let us all.